It's time for Uncle Joe's Laughter at 45 After.
Always feature the classics on Monday, and who better than Gabriel Iglesias?
In my last special, I talked about how I had a Volkswagen Beetle. It was a true story. I really had a Beetle, and I got rid of it because I got tired of the fat jokes. When you're a fluffy guy and you have a little car and all of your friends are professional comedians, oh, they'll make you cry. Paul especially.
How the hell did you manage to squeeze inside of that? No, hombre, I have never seen a car expand before while someone was inside of it. How do you get a stretch mark on the windshield? That's what I want to know.
When you fart, does it go faster? One after another after another. I'm like, oh my God. And you know what it is? It's karma. Because 10 years ago, I did a joke about Paul Rodriguez on TV. I used to be on a show on the Nickelodeon network called All That. Some of you remember? Yeah. That was me, a lot smaller. I was only 2Xs. I was a 2X, yeah. Anyway, as soon as the TV show season was over, they gave all the cast members gifts. They gave this one girl TV, this one kid a DVD collection. Since I was the only one who had his own car, they gave me a car alarm with a remote start to it. A lot of cars have those now, but think back 10 years ago, there was only a few that had the... My friends went, "Where'd you get that?" I looked at him and I said, "Nickelodeon." "That's bad." I go to show it off to everybody. I showed my mom. I said, "Mom, go to the car. I got to use the bathroom. I left you a present." "Oh, a present. Okay." So she goes to the car and I started the car from the kitchen. "El Diablo! El Diablo! El Diablo!" I had to run outside. "Mom is not the devil." Look it, look it, look it. "Nickelodeon." "Oh my God, mijo. Oh my God, you scared me. Me sacaste un pedo, mijo. Oh my God, mira, smell, smell, smell. Smell, mijo, smell." I wind up doing a show in Hollywood at a comedy club, and I'm working with my idol, with Paul Rodriguez. As soon as the show was over, we go, you know, we're walking out the door, and he walks up to me and he says,
"You know, I like the whole fluffy thing you do. It's catchy. Sounds cute. Keep eating."
We walk outside and my car is parked there first because I showed up late. So, you know, my car's right there and Paul walks by. "All right, take it easy." He walks right in front of my car and my friend goes, "Dude, show him your car. Show him Nickelodeon." And I couldn't help it, you know, freaking.
"Hey, hijo la chi, what the hell? What is this?
Paul, Nickelodeon."
"Hombre, cabrón, pinche fluffy, you gave me a heart attack. You take it easy."
Valet brings his car around, a brand new Porsche 911. The car was nice. You know, he pulls up and, you know, valet gives him the keys. He turns around and looks at me.
"Hey, tú, Fluffy, check it out."
I'm like, "Whatever, it's not Nickelodeon." The door pops open. Trunk.
"I'm not through yet." HBO.
Gabriel Iglesias, Fluffy. And make sure you tell him when you see him in the Ice House this Tuesday night, make sure you tell him you heard it on the sound.